the COVID-19 crisis may be dominating the headlines, but it's not the only long-running saga affecting Ireland. 62 days after the general election, the country is still waiting for a new government to be formed. A potential big step forward in solving the problem is likely later today, when Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are expected to finalise their government formation framework document. But with Labour's new leader Alan Kelly seemingly ruling the party out of government on Tuesday's Morning Ireland, the Social Democrats saying they will not do a deal, and the Greens divided, who's left to fill the void? Three independent groups, totalling 18 independent TDs, remain firmly in play and could make the difference in ensuring a workable government. But as Fiacra O'Kioni reports, while all are open to begin talks, their support may be more difficult to secure than it seems.
I'm ready to go back into government. I can offer a lot more from within than I can do from outside.
My phone would be turned on. I would do everything I could to help the people of County Kerry and the rest of the country.
Of course I am interested in going to government, and we need a forward-thinking government now.
There is a responsibility on every TD to try and assist with the formation of a government.
It's nice to feel wanted. And right now, there is no one more wanted in Irish politics than an independent. The three independent groups and other parties are all potentially crucial to government formation, with Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin careful to keep all doors open in recent days.
We want and need a third pillar in this government. It's not our view that we should try to bully any party into government. This is a democracy.
We've had a general election. I think what emerges has to reflect that election as well. I think there will be many personalities, many people coming to the table.
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are 8 seats short of a Dáil majority, and like in 2016, need the help of independents. Among those they are targeting are the 9TD Regional Independence Group, whose members include former ministers Dennis Nocton and firstly Sean Canny.
At this stage, the government formation talks are beginning to crank up, in that we expect to see the document from the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael discussions. If we are to fight our way out of this COVID-19 and reboot the economy, we need to be there. I think I need to be there. The Regional Independent Group have indicated as a group that we are willing to sit down and discuss what the programme of government might be for the next 4 to 5 years.
We have had contact from the main political parties. We've already scheduled a meeting with the two parties, a joint meeting with them on Tuesday. Each TD went to the doorsteps in the recent general election seeking a mandate from the people for change. And you can only implement that change if you're in government. The one thing that the members of my group are very clear on is that we don't want a situation where people are going into potential talks to tag along for the ride, so to speak.
The 6TD Rural Independence Group is also open to talks. The opportunity for government and the delay in organising talks is giving both Michael Healy-Ray and Matty McGrath food for thought.
It looks like an Easter cake they seem to be making. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is taking so long. We're standing at the ready, our independent rural group, to talk to Fianna Fáil. We were to have contact with them last week and we're to have it midweek this week. I'm waiting with a bated breath, as many others are, to see what they have cobbled together now to make up the numbers. We need honest, straightforward representation.
I think there's a long journey to go. There's a lot of discussions, there's a lot of sorting out to be done, but at the end of the day, our country, now more than ever before, needs a solid, reliable government. My phone would be turned on, I would discuss, I would have negotiations, I would do everything I could to help the people of County Kerry and the rest of the country. Neither I nor the people of Kerry would ever be used as a mudguard for anybody.
A third independent group consists of Marion Harkin, Michael Fitzmaurice and Michael McNamara, all of whom have experience of high-level negotiations, both in Ireland and abroad. Former MEP Miss Harkin says we remain in the early stages of talks.
It's too early to say yet. We've had no response from the Greens or the Labour Party to indicate finally whether they will or will not be involved. Regardless, I think a number of independents will also be involved in the next government. We are absolutely open. Personally, I ran for election so that I could influence policy. That remains the case.
Influencing policy, avoiding being a mudguard, and forming a stable government is easy to say, but how difficult is it to do? Former Independent Alliance TD and outgoing Disabilities Minister Finian McGrath says senior hurling is trickier than it seems.
You have to keep your eyes wide open because it's a very, very different place to be. My advice to independents going into government is pick five or six key areas of policy and then keep pushing those over the negotiation. You're going to have really tough and difficult days, but you'll also have an amazing days, for example, going into cabinet on a Tuesday morning. But you have to learn the word compromise.
Compromise is one word. Risk is another. Regardless of who enters government, Kevin Doyle, Group Head of News at Independent News and Media, says all sides will need to be careful what they wish for.
For any independent entering government, it's a huge risk, and we've seen plenty of examples in the past, but there is also the possibility for huge gains. This time it's going to be somewhat different because the parish pump is going to have to be decommissioned given the crisis that we're in at the moment. It's a lot of management and it's a big job for whoever will be government chief whip. And in some ways, that's why I think that the one big lesson maybe they can learn from the last time out is to pick your independents very, very carefully. One of the trickiest things for independents in any government at any time, good or bad, is that they very often get blamed for bad decisions. On the flip side, for the larger parties, there's also a risk. Very often they end up having to bite their own lip. Like, for example, the time Fine McGrath and John Halligan were going to go and sort out North Korea.
Kevin Doyle ending that report by Fiacra O'Kioni on government formation.